we are.
Wait, Lonnie?
Yeah.
The summary you sent us earlier says $145,000 was budgeted for WPFW, and it is projected to have $145,000. There's a $200 positive variance in the projection for WPFW. So could you explain what you just said about WPFW needing a 1 month?
Yeah. Budget is one thing. Cash is another. You know, the difference is crucial.
Well, you have projected that they'll have $145,000 in cash as of September 30th.
That's not
they have a positive variance.
Yeah, that's not what a budget says. A budget merely is what people have promised to pay you, not that you actually have it. And so cash flow statements, therefore, are done in accounting to show how many dollars you actually will have received, because you have listeners who will have not paid W.
Right, but your projection says that they will have $145,000 as of September 30th.
My projection, as I say, Dave, is not saying that. That's not what a budget does. A budget does not project cash. A budget projects your accrued or what people owe you, not what you actually have in the bank.
Excuse me, this is LaVarne. May I speak?
Please.
Thank you. You know, this goes back to an issue we discussed last year, that I know when you do your budget and you do the actuals line and you present a little cash flow at the bottom of the statement. But
yeah.
I think that we talked about this last year, is that what we really need is a little software package that does, I'm sure Great Plains probably has a cash flow analysis statement that could be done, and that we could look at that with each station and also look at the overall outlook for the network. And then when we have these discussions about what's cash, what's budget, we don't have to go into these long, drawn-out discussions. We'll have it right there so we can look at it. And the other thing I was curious about, you know, when we did our inspections, we saw that you were using the endowment line to fund, I'm not sure, I guess programming or projects, and you were able to pay that back. So maybe you can kind of like give us an idea, perhaps, are you using that also to assist particularly the national office through this the shortfall based on the fact that BAI has not been able to make their central services commitment for the last 3 months?
No, I have not needed to use it at all. But if I do, I will bring it to finance and say this is what I need to do to bridge the gap.
But there is, just to clarify, there is endowment money that is not factored anywhere into any of this.
It's in the balance sheet investment side.
Okay, but that is sitting there available.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, I don't consider it cash at this point. But anyway, but the point is that here again, you know, LaVarne, from your question, you go, well, Lonnie, why don't we know? Why don't we need to know what cash these folks have. And I agree with you. The problem is that in this decentralized Pacifica, each station has their own bank account, and they do their own banking. It is not done by the national office. So I have to call them up to find out how much their cash is, because I don't know. Or I have to wait for their bank statements 3 or 4 weeks after the fact. Now, I have a dream. My dream is that in order to have accurate cash flows and to know what each station has, that we have a centralized bank account so we all know at least access. I cannot access WBI's bank account to see what they have. I cannot. I'm going to go to New York. I'm trying to remedy that. I can't know until they happen to send me the bank statement. Okay? The same thing. These issues are that the decentralized structure make centralized information difficult to come by. Now, I do think, although I probably shouldn't say this because it means more work for me, is that you do need, as a finance committee, both locally and here at the national level, the cash flow statement is more important than the budget. If you've done business before, you know that. It's cash that matters more than budget. And so getting a cash review system is just as crucial as getting some sort of budget system done. So I think that's another item we need to take up here. How can we have an accurate flow information on how much money people really have or don't have at station at the national level? So I'll pass it over with that comment. Yes, we do need to know cash because that's crucial.
But may I follow up just quickly? I think this ties in with what I think Sandy had said, that, you know, particularly, I mean, the business that we're in, I mean, you have these huge cash flows due to fund drives. So that's the type of business we're in. So that carries you over in terms of a cash situation. But you still have to have a software packaged in order to, so you can project cash flows. And in terms of getting the stuff from your business managers, I would think that that's just the same way they send in payroll. I mean, you send the you know, you either have a little little program to do it or you just fax it. But
anyway,
let me just continue. But as Sandit said, you know, in order to handle a line of credit, you have to have processes in place. And I think this conversation, all the questions I've been listening, have been really good, and it's highlighted the fact that we don't have those in place. We don't even have lining understanding in terms of the authority of the board versus the authority of the CFO. So I think we need to really get into real processes at each board meeting and talk about these things and lay out what the real authority flow is in this foundation, and then we can move forward. Thank you.
And Lonnie, I want to follow that and ask, what is going to be the cash flow position?
Well, let me answer that question, Dave. I think that each one of you treasurers need to go to your business manager and ask them to produce, along with the budget each month, a cash flow statement. That is crucial to do. And it will hit you before it hits me. So that needs to be, and they will do it for you. And that
Lonnie, our business manager said he needed your permission to
do a cash flow statement each month?
To give it to me.
Right now what I'm saying, and I don't know where that came from, but right now what I'm saying, that's a crucial document to have. You need to see cash flow. You should ask from your business manager.
Well, can you issue a memo tomorrow letting them know that they're authorized to give those to the treasurers?
Well, what I said was I needed to review it first. And the reason is I need to make sure it's accurate with what I have. So I don't want cash flow statements.
Well, you just said they'd get it before you would. So
No, they would, in some cases, get the bank statement before I would, because it's not just the cash flow, it's reconciliation with the bank that has to be done. So there's the steps in the process.
So maybe another way would be that you ask the business managers to give you that cash flow statement as soon as they have it ready every month, and then you send it to the treasurers?
Yeah, I think we could work something out. But I do, in my 20 years' experience, what every board sooner or later learns is that cash flow is more important than budget.
Well, Lonnie, you've been telling us about the needs of the network in September and in October, and when I said, well, you're projecting this, you said, well, you need to know cash flow. And so presumably any number that you're going to tell us about what you need is going to be based on some of this information.
Yeah, that's right.
So when you told us that WPFW needed a certain amount of money, and when we agreed that there's a one-month reserve required at the end, and this shows $145,000 one-month reserve at the end of the fiscal, is what you just told me that, in fact, they will not have that. What they'll have is receivables, but no cash?
What I'm saying is, let me say it again, in finance, you have to be clear about what a budget is telling you versus what a cash flow statement will tell you. And I'm saying to you that the budget, in terms of how much money is owed people, is what that budget tells you. Whether or not those people have paid the station is what the cash flow will...
I understand. And you now made inquiries, and we asked what's the needs going to be, and you said that the needs for WPFW would be about... How much was it?
When we went over with Ron and with Robert, they looked like going to be $67,000 short, and they're going to have to, take it out of the drive money.
Well, what does it mean if they can take it out of the drive money?
Oh, you know what I mean. I mean, that means that since they'll be in drive at the end of October, they'll pay some of those bills from the proceeds of the drive.
Okay,
so
but if they have, then it doesn't sound to me like there's a cash flow problem there, and they have those receivables. So I'm trying to understand, if we were to do special fundraising, what are the needs of WPFW out of that special fundraising, if any?
It's crystal clear to me. What can I say? I've given examples. If you have a mortgage due of $500 on October 1st and you only have $10 on September 30th, you have a problem. And no income until way late in October, you have to pay bills in the first 2 weeks of that month, or in this case, payroll for these stations. They don't have the money. So what some of them can't afford to wait until they get money at the end of October from Mile of the Drive.
Okay, well, can WPFW afford that, or can they not?
I'm saying they cannot. They need the $145. They only have half of it. And that means they're going to have to now, as they're doing, figure out what kind of bills they can postpone and not pay between now and then, such that they will have it.
Okay. So going on, you've covered WPFW and WBAI.
I'm getting away from my report here, so I think that's important and crucial. And
yes, Brody, I heard you.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to, stick with the agenda and go through the report because I consider it really crucial. We must make decisions on how to put into place at least the short-term stuff, and also come away from this call with some agreement about handling longer-term, or at least a process for starting to look at longer-term solutions. Maybe another working group, but I'm thinking.
Okay. Go ahead, Baruti.
Well, I guess part of what came out of that was a question that I had that was maybe a little bit more related to the budget for 0506, because I just want to get clarity in terms of the revenue projections that we put in the budget for next year. My understanding, at least at this point, is that they're basically cash basis numbers. In other words, if we go through a drive and we're projecting $1 million, the amount, if we have a 78% fulfillment rate in our budget, we're going to put $780,000 in the budget for listener support. Would that be fair, Lonnie, to describe the process?
Well, yeah, it's complicated, Rudy, but here's the short version. That's a good question. People say, what is the number I see in these reports under listener support? You know, if it says you're going to raise $1 million, does that mean gross, or is that $1 million net? The answer is that it's $1 million net, and that is not only what it's your pledge amount. It is the net revenue that you're going to receive. That's a very important distinction, and it's not much understood. So in a way, yes, the answer is that it's cash. Now, the other parts of revenue are not necessarily cash, like grant revenue and
right.
CPB money. It's all, what we call accrued across the months. Mm-hmm. But listener support and our budgets have a special worksheet where all the expenses connected with the drive and the revenue are netted out prior to its being placed on the front sheet showing listener support.
Where's that worksheet? We don't have that worksheet.
Well, it's part of the budget. The budget has four worksheets. One is the salary worksheet where the detail on salary is located, and the other is the worksheet on revenue, basically listener support revenue.
Okay. But, I mean, our committees have been working on budgets for some weeks now and haven't seen these worksheets. So...
I work on them all the time.
But how does that help? We're supposed to be developing a budget.
Well, I think you need to go to your station and say, what are the worksheets involved in the budget, and see and let them work with you around it.
Lonnie, you were going down the list of stations and what their needs would be, because we've been being told that we need to do additional fundraising urgently. We got through WBAI and WPFW. Could you do the two West Coast and the South Coast station?
Yeah, well, it's in my email report I sent you.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, we're saying that they're trying to balance that budget. Oh, you mean the cash flow issues?
Right.
Okay. Let's see. Let's go to K. I think K will be okay on cash, although they have some FY06 issues they're still struggling with. Let me go through it in my mind. Who have I left out here?
KPFA, the national office.
Yeah, KPFA will have about, at the end of this fiscal, they'll have about $150,000 in cash. But they have a reserve. They have 2 months' reserve. So A won't necessarily have a cash flow issue. But I repeat that the way most stations have balanced their budgets this fiscal is that they have used cash they had on hand from the beginning of the year and to substitute for any shortfalls they have in the year. For the five stations, if you look at the budgets down in the cash and capital area, I clearly show how much cash each station is using from prior years in order to balance that budget. It was there at the beginning of the fiscal. It is continuing to be there, so I would advise you to look at it. It shows you how much each station had to borrow from its reserves or its prior year savings in order to make the budget work this year. So, that said,
KPFT, National Office?
Oh, KPFT. Well, I think KPFT, depending on how it, they have worked hard on planning, and they do have some things for set up for September. Hard to know. Worst case scenario, though, my best guess, and it is a guess, is $30,000 to $60,000 as a cash issue. Of course, they did a little bit better on their drive. A lot depends on how well they do in some other areas. National Office. Well, we're the caboose at Pacifica. We're paid last, and sometimes stations don't have the funds. Now, our need. Oh boy. I think, you know, anywhere from, it's hard to say, because I don't know what will happen with WBAI, whether they'll be able to afford or catch us up.
Well, let's assume they can't. What is your worst-case scenario if WBAI can't pay you your central services?
Yeah, if they can't pay me central services, then I'm going to need $100,000 to $150,000 cash.
Now, so you show projected by September 21st, $21,000.
Yeah.
Variance negative. So what does that mean in terms of how do you get to your 246,000 at the end of September? What do you not have of that money?
Well, if stations can't pay their central services, say they run out of money in September, which is, you know, what I'm talking about here, they don't pay me central services, and then therefore I don't have the cash, even though I book it on the grounds that they owe it. And look at the budget.
Wait, how do they owe it if they haven't raised it?
Well, if they haven't raised it, that means that they perform below budget. That changes my budget.
But they don't owe it to you just because they didn't raise it. They only owe you on what they raised. And you're projecting that you'll have receivables and assets totaling $246,000.
Yeah, it's true. They don't owe it if they haven't raised it. However, that doesn't mean it doesn't have an impact on the budget. If they had a budget of $1 million and don't raise $1 million, then they don't owe me anything.
Right, but you're saying that you're projecting that you will have $246,000 of something at
owed
the end of the year.
Owed me.
Owed to you. That means owed to you means to me that it was actually raised, not that it was budgeted and we imagined that they would raise it, but that it was raised and it was owed to you. That's what I take the annual projection of actual.
Annual projection is what I will be owed at September 30th if all things go well.
But that's owed as a result of people having raised the money, not as a result of people not having raised the money and falling short of what was in the budget.
Yeah, yes.
Okay. So what will you not get paid as of September 30th out of the $246,000 you are projecting that you will have?
Yeah, it's an open question at this point. Yes. And may be lower, depending on what happens with WBAI.
But what part of it will you not have as cash, and why?
Well, if WBAI, even though they've done their drive in the summer, is unable to pay some of its bills in that period, you know, September 15th to October 15th, for them, that's $250,000. They will take the drive proceeds and have to pay that off. That means they won't have the money to pay me.
Okay, so you're saying that what you won't have will be WBI's central service contribution on the money that it has raised. So functionally, the money you don't have is actually, it could be considered in some sense money that WBI is short if they paid you.
Yes, and then you take all the other cash short stations that I've just identified, how much they'll be short, it adds up.
Well, you didn't. You told us that K was okay, that A had reserves, that PFW was on the order of 50 or 60.
That's right. It's about $100,000 extra.
Okay. So in terms of the cash that you feel will be needed by September 30th.
Yeah, I'm saying that in National Office, how much do I think I will need? My answer was $100,000 to $150,000.
Okay. And so consolidated, the network will need how much?
In this case, $640,000, I think, on the
cash. No, $640,000 is your projected variance, including all those numbers that you say don't represent cash.
Yeah, they don't represent cash except in the, well, it's complicated. As of September 30th, stations will have the following amounts as shown. But in the follow-on month, which just changed the calendar, changed from September 30th to October 1st, doesn't mean that the problems go away. I'm talking.
Wait, you just told me that this is not, that these numbers do not represent cash in hand.
Right. I'm telling you what the cash situation will be in October when those stations hit the wall. What I'm going to need at the national office. That was the question. The answer is $100,000 to $150,000, which won't show up in a September 30th statement.
Consolidated around the network, what will be needed in cash to get us through to the October drives? What are you projecting is going to be needed?
You mean at September 30th or October 1st?
Take your pick. They're 24 right. hours apart.
Because it is an artificial, you know, it's an artificial date there. But I'm saying to you that on paper, for budgetary purposes, this network will miss its budgeted target by $640,000.
Right, but now, we've been talking about cash flow and cash.
And I'm going to talk now about cash. All right, I gave you the budgeted number. It is as stated. Now, what will be the cash situation of this network at September 30th? Then I'm going to, my answer is that we were short cash from WBAI of $180,000 from the latest drive. That if they also cannot pay certain bills in September, October, that will add to that number, which would be, you know, who could take a pick a figure, 80 plus, I don't know, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 they may have to postpone in their bills and not pay them. Then you go to WBAI. Will they be short on certain cash that they that will make it impossible for them to pay on the drive October, because they will be paying bills from September, so they won't have the money necessarily for central services. And go on down the list. So you ask the question, what will the cash situation of this network be? Let me preface it with saying October 1st, that is the month of October. You have a 13-month budget on cash flow, not a 12-month. So the 13th month situation, cash flow on the network will be short. I think upwards of he'll be covered over because people will be using their proceeds from the drive to cover up the cash shortfall. But the true cash shortfall, like I said, $500,000. Because why? Some stations like A have used 1 month. They've used the whole month of their operating.
Lonnie, I'm trying to get a handle on we as a network to pay our bills. We've been told we are facing an impending crisis. We will not be able to pay our bills. We may have to get credit. We have to do drives. We have to raise money. I'm hearing things like covering over the cash flow problem with reserves, with surpluses. I've heard about endowments. I've heard a whole bunch of things that lead me to believe that we actually do have the cash to meet all our obligations. We just may not be able to have as much bank as we want. So I'm trying to get a number, and I'm trying to get solid numbers, because I don't see how we as a finance committee can evaluate any needs, fundraising or otherwise, or understand any need for credit at this point, or any of the rest of it, without seeing those numbers clearly before us.
Hey, let's take another stab another
Dave,
way at
Dave.
This question. Well, let me answer it. It's right there. If you go to May or June, as I stated this before.
Hold on a sec. Birdie, did you have to be on the stack? Was that what I heard?
Yeah, I wanted to.
You're next. Okay. Go ahead, Lonnie.
All right, let's go ahead. You look at the May statement before KPF, before the situation at WBAI occurred. What you'll see is in the cash and capital section a figure of surplus prior year. That figure is $306,000. That means that's how much cash these stations have had to draw from their savings in order to make ends meet this fiscal. That's the number through May. Now, in June, when WBAI entered trouble land, that number will go up from there, because there was not the funds forthcoming. So the answer to the question is, as of May, $300,000 had to be used. It's like using your credit card for $300,000. It's like using your savings for $300,000. That number is tracked very carefully every month. That's why we have the cash and capital section to track it. So that's the first answer. In May, it was $300,000. How much will it be in June? Give me a second. I'm looking.
Jim. Patty on the stack, too, please.
This is Jane. I'm back.
Welcome back, Jane.
Thanks.
Anyway, I'm saying that the minimum we need is $350,000 for my best number.
Okay. Baruti and then Patty.
Yeah, what I wanted to, I hate to give Lonnie more work, but what I think we need is similar to the report, this actual versus budget report that we have, which lists station by station plus, you know, a consolidated. We need a cash flow report like that, which is going to roll us, you know, station by station, month by month, to the balance of the year, and then on a consolidated basis.
Well, that's a report. Yes, I agree. We do need a way to track that cash.
Right. And even before we come to a final decision as to whether we're going to borrow, I think we need to know, I mean we could start at, I don't know when the June, I would imagine everybody should have their June bank recs done at this point. Let's just, if we could just start from June, and roll forward, like I said, station by station, you know, to the balance of the end of the year, which is basically would be at the end of June, July, August, basically a three-month cash flow.
Well, you know, that's
the balance of the year, and then we could consolidate that. Then at the end, we're going to see, because we would leave off this all of this restricted money like the endowment, leaving all of that off, just operational cash. You know, what's available for operation. Then we would know. Projected out cash, you know, cash basis, not including these accrued items, what we're going to have, and you know how much we need to borrow. I don't think we can make a decision. I mean, from my perspective, I don't think we can make a decision until we know projected cash flow station by station, and then consolidated.
Well, you know
where we're going to be.
Well, no, you do have these business managers do cash flow statements. It's puzzling to me why you just don't ask them.
Right.
And
well, no,
we have asked them.
Well,
they said they need your permission.
Oh,
and that's why I don't
that.
Understand why tomorrow you can't say, I'm giving you permission to give them out.
Well, because you're making it a simple matter of permission, because there's more to it than that. But let me finish the thought.
Well,
let me finish the thought. You ask a question, you want a solution, let me give it. The solution, as Baruti did suggest, is that most of these station managers, I mean the business managers, have projected their cash, many of them, to December, January, which you need to do. So what I will do is I will, and Baruti, you have WBAI's cash flow projection.
Is that true, Baruti?
I don't have it yet. I mean, Indra does do cash flow projections, but I haven't seen, I mean, I have seen them in the past, but I haven't seen an updated one recently. So.
I sent you one last time we were on this call. I sent it to you.
Okay.
Anyway.
Check my email.
Yeah, I sent it. You asked for it, I sent it to you.
Okay.
And so when I was, and there is one done for KPFA, it's projected through the month of January. Robert did one for W, where he's projecting his cash. So if our issue now is simply knowing what the cash position is of the station, let's get to that. I will get on that tomorrow, and we don't have to debate this thing on the phone. So, yes, and each treasurer, I think, has to understand that one of their central duties is to track the cash and be prepared to report out on it, as opposed to coming to a meeting and asking me to do it when I'm not there every day. So I'm happy to facilitate, but I don't think it makes sense for me to chase down details around cash flow. I need the same information.
Before we go on, can I ask each of the treasurers to let us know where they, like Marnie, Sandy, we've heard from Casey and Baruti. Do you know about the cash flow, and Jane?
Yeah, Marnie's got a happy story. I got one from Lois just a few days ago, and it was, like, beautiful. And she's got it projected out through end of 2006, and she does look like that in the month of September she'd be $6,000 in the hole on the cash.
$6,000 in the hole relative to what? Relative to the need for a 1 month reserve?
No. Actual cash in the bank accounts that are used for operating.
This is Sandy. Can you hear me?
Wait. I just want to clarify. Yes, I can. I just want to clarify what that means. functionally, does that mean you need to get $6,000 from somewhere or you can't make your bills, or does it mean that you have to dip into your savings?
I think we will have dipped into savings to get to that point, but I mean, we would still have some left. And, you know, if it's $6,000, I mean, you can slide $6,000. So, you know, but I mean, I think what we're talking about is skating on thin ice and just how thin might that ice get. That's it.
Okay. Sandy?
Well, first off, let me say that we're very fortunate to have Dwayne Bradley as general manager in Houston, and the staff that he has. They do a wonderful job managing our finances, even through two bad fund drives this year. KPFT will finish the year, as Lonnie said, with an approximate cash balance of $20,000, maybe a little bit more. That's a conservative number based on a conservative August mini drive. We're in good shape. We will not require additional cash to make payroll going into the new year. That's not my understanding at this time. We are going into savings, however. We will not have our 1 month's operating reserve. That's where we fall down. And when I've been talking $60,000 to $90,000, I've been talking on the basis of not having that required 1 month's reserve.
Okay, and Jane, what?
On that report, I haven't seen any standard report. Robert, our business manager, has been very good to put together some numbers for us each month that just show the cash position. But it would be nice if there was a standardized report that we could expect to see every month. But in terms of our actual position, I don't know. We met last week, and Robert was under the impression that Lonnie was over-projecting some of our expenses through the end of the year. Then I got a phone call from our GM that maybe Lonnie was closer to the money than Robert thought, and we're going to meet again on Monday, and until then, Lonnie's projection is assumed to be correct, although there may be some items that are over budget.
Can I squeeze in here for a second, Dave?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, Lonnie, can you read? I'm looking, and I'm not seeing it in the subject line, but I'm not seeing anything. It says, if you could just resend that report, and I could take a look at it while we're on the line.
Actually, she did too, Rudy, and I'll send you both, so you have a comparison.
All right. You're sending it now?
Okay.
So, but can we agree, folks,
that we will, as I've recommended, that cash is important, and you need to be familiar with the cash position of your station, and that we need to have agreement on the process by which, you know, you'll obtain that information. And now, if I am being blamed, as I have prevented this, then I will release here and make sure that kind of information does get to you.
Lonnie, it's not being blamed at all. Please don't take it that way. It's just the frustration with that I ask one place and I go another. So let me just ask you, that report that you're forwarding, you're emailing to Baruti, do you have one for KPFK? And can you email it to me?
No, KPFK hasn't had a business man. KPFK. Oh, you said
right.
A or K?
K.
K. No, they haven't had a business manager for some time.
Right.
But you suffer for not getting certain kinds of information. I tell you what, I will see what I can do.
Thank you.
Sorry to interrupt. This is the streamer.
Yes.
There is a subcommittee that was supposed to start at 5:30. I just want to let you know, Dave.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
I may have to drop off.
Okay.
I got to make sure.
Okay, well, if that's going to happen, I think, as I've been listening to this conversation, I'll admit to you that I've not satisfied with my running of this meeting, and I don't think it's appropriate, actually, for us to hold the vote for chair without having had everybody had the chance to hear us both. So I wanted to suggest, since we have not done the budget 06, the FY06, and when I don't think we finished the fundraising plan, that we schedule a meeting for next week and we elect Marnie chair pro tem to lead that meeting.
That's due Friday. Friday is hard for me.
Okay, it would be hard for me too.
We've been doing Fridays this whole year.
Would people be amenable to doing Wednesday of next week? Because we are very much under the gun, and our Marnie and our others amenable to having Marnie serve as chair pro tem and us extending the election date by a week?
This is Jane. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Our LSB is meeting next Wednesday in a special meeting to talk about our budget.
Okay. What about Tuesday?
Tuesday is okay with me.
I'm fine with Tuesday.
Are we talking August 2nd?
Yes, indeed we are.
Tuesday should be okay with me. This is Sandy.
Same
Marnie,
time.
So you know, there's not, that's not a week. That's not time for a week's notice.
Well, this meeting, we can hold
carry over
a meeting,
okay.
Because we're not
fine.
Getting through our agenda.
Okay, this is Teresa. Are we not having a PNB telephone conference on Tuesday the 2nd?
There is a coordinating committee meeting that starts at 8 p.m., but we could have this meeting at 2 p.m., I mean at 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday.
Point of information very quickly. We were on an agenda item to present alternatives. We got sidetracked talking about cash. I'm still curious, given that we haven't quote-unquote emergency need for cash, and we'll trust Lonnie on this one, and Lonnie, you continue to do a really good job. We still don't have a solution. We formed a working group. We've now met again. We've not made a decision. I will object right down to the bitter end to any kind of borrowing, but we still have a need. It hasn't been serviced.
Well, I think I find the claim controversial. I still have no clarity. We have reserves. We have an endowment around the network. Until we can't really figure out what our need is at this moment. How do you figure out a solution without knowing your need?
That's what's controversial. You don't think that there is any information and nothing?
No, I believe there's information. I just don't think it's been that we have clarity.
Well, once we get the cash flow statements amalgamated from the stations, I'm assuming that'll satisfy Dave. All right? Shall we agree on what constitutes proof? I'm saying if you see that...
I'm not even talking about proof, Lonnie. You can't prove a number we haven't been given yet.
I think that, Lonnie, I think that you just need to focus on what Dave is saying, which is that we just don't have clarity. It's not that we don't have proof, but we don't have clarity.
I understand your point. It's not about what I think. It's about what cash shortage stations will have. That information is available. So let's go to it. Let's get that information and agree that at least we'll review it on the Tuesday meeting.
So Marnie, is that it? Marnie, I haven't heard from you if it's acceptable that you run the meeting on Tuesday and function as chair pro tem.
Sure, I'll gladly try.
That would be wonderful. Maybe you will be more successful than I.
I just want to warn everybody up front, I will not be as smooth as Dave. You're pretty cool at it, Dave, and I just want to say that.
You know,
Dave,
the numbers
this is Teresa. May I ask a question?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Are you saying we absolutely do not have a PNB telephone conference?
We have a coordinating committee meeting on that date. I do not see any other meetings listed on the calendar on that date, but I don't know. Ambrose, are you aware of a Tuesday meeting of the full PNB?
Nope. I'll find out soon.
Nor am I.
I do know it's National Night Out.
Okay.
But I'd be happy to be at the Finance Committee meeting. I just want to be clear that it doesn't conflict with something else.
Yeah,
well,
Casey, go ahead.
I just want to make sure that we're going to have clear cash flow reports before we meet.
Lonnie saying is that he'd like the treasurers to get that data. Is that correct, Lonnie, or will you be doing that?
You've got to be familiar with the cash position of your station. So we both need to work at it. I was certainly working on it from this in and out.
All right, but today is Friday. That means that, you know, I mean, if we're talking about a Tuesday meeting, I need some help facilitating the release of the information.
Well, I will amalgamate it if that seems to be the fastest way, and I'll have it ready by Tuesday. Let's do it that way.
Thank you.
Okay, great. So what I guess I'm asking for is a motion to adjourn until Tuesday to continue where we left off. Well, before that, actually, I would like a motion to elect Marnie as chair pro tem and to extend the election receipt date by 1 week. So that we have time to have that meeting and then all cast our ballots. Is that okay?
I'll make that motion.
Okay. Is there any objection to this?
This
okay.
is Teresa.
Yes.
Is there any way that we can move this meeting to 4:30 Eastern Standard Time?
Is that acceptable to everybody on the call?
That would be 3:30 Central, Teresa. I can't make it.
So let's leave it then at 5 p.m. Eastern.
5 p.m.?
I thought it was 3 p.m.
Pacific.
10. That will make it 6 Eastern.
Right. Yeah, but there's an 8 p.m. Coordinating committee call. So
2 o'clock then?
Is that okay?
2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern?
Yeah.
What about you, Sandy?
That would be okay. We'll figure it out one way or another.
4 p.m. Central?
Is there anybody who has a problem with that time?
I may be a little bit late, but I'll make it one way or the other.
Okay, so
wait,
that...
I'm sorry, Dave, what time did you say? I just stepped away for a minute.
I said 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday.
I guess it's okay right now. I don't have my calendar in front of me. Okay.
Okay, and then also we're extending. What had we said as the date for the election, for the ballots to be received, Casey? Was that the 9th? So we'll move that to the 16th?
Sounds good.
Okay, wonderful. So
you need a motion on that?
No, that was part of the motion that Sandy moved and was accepted without objection. So is there a motion to adjourn until Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern?
Motion to adjourn until 5 p.m. Tuesday.
Is there any objection to that?
No. Lonnie, can I just ask you to forward that to me again, please?
Okay.
I will do.
Thank you.
So we're going to adjourn till then. And Casey, can you tend to getting, or is it John Sirius? Are you there? Can you hear us? John? Does somebody know how to enter this on the Pacific?
Yes, I am here.
Can you put it on the calendar, please?
I'll have Otis put it on.
Thank you
okay.
so much.
Right.
Dave, thank you very much.
Is there another working group scheduled?
There is a working group right now of the governance committee, the bylaws convention working group, and they require streaming, so that's why we're leaving.
So I'm saying, is there another scheduled meeting of the finance work group?
Oh, is there, Lonnie?
We talked about it. Unfortunately, we didn't set a date. Maybe I can convene something. I'll send out some email.
Great. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Dave.
Does anybody know the other number to call in? I'm supposed to be on that other call.
It's
the same number,
Ollie,
right?
Can you get an email?
Oh.